the Zayin Tzadi Vav Kuf Lamed, that they sometimes add about Hasidish Rebbe's. So they want to say that they were holy too. So they write Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. But that maybe deserves a longer discussion. The term Kadosh is a unique term. The Talmud discusses why was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi called Kadosh. And the Talmud gives a reason. The Talmud tells us exceptional things of piety that he did that other people didn't do. They were big, they were tzaddikim, they were chachamim, there were a lot of things, but they weren't kadoshim. So the term kadosh, until our generation, or maybe a generation or two ago, was reserved for unique individuals. You had the Ariya Kadosh, you had the Shlach Kadosh, and you had Rabbeinu Kadosh, and that was it. And there was a reason behind it. When we were once at a Siyum, and the person reading the Siyum read the Gemara, and then he said, Zak the Heilige Rashi, so says the Holy Rashi. So Rav Pesen Zatzal afterwards told me, he said, that's wrong. I said, what's wrong? I also grew up with that. I had Hasidish Rebbe's too. So they also made everyone holy. So he said to me, Rashi was a tzaddik, Rashi was a chacham, Rashi was huge in so many ways. But you don't find that people call him the holy Rashi. The term holy is saved and reserved for specific individuals. As great as Rashi was, you don't find that that they called him that. It was saved for people who showed uniqueness in the area, in certain areas that indicate that a person's holy. So today, though, you find, just like they say, the Heilige Rashi, and Rashi was much bigger than anything we fathom. They definitely say it about other people too. So they write it about a lot of people. But that's a new thing. Historically, it wasn't that way. Even in the times of the Mishnah, only rabbis called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The other rabbis were huge, but they weren't called Kiddushim. But yeah, when you see Zayin Tzadi Vav Kuf Lamed, so then it means Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha. Now sometimes they want to indicate by that he was murdered for the fact that he was Jewish. And those people are sometimes called Kedoshim. I mean, sometimes we do call a person who was killed for the fact that he was Jewish, we do call them Kedoshim, and sometimes that's what they mean to indicate when they write Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha.